Well, for me, I just felt like I needed some form of distance in some fashion to get some kind of clarity on the questions that I had. And for me, that was an imaginative distance. I needed to sort of arrange the characters so that I could have things play out in a way that would reflect the questions that I had. So, in some ways, the novel actually emerged from poems that I was writing, thematic elements that kept appearing and things like that. So it just seemed natural to sort of continue that imaginative effort into a kind of larger form.
And most people, I suspect, will want to know, because it's written on the book, that you served in the Iraq War. How close is it to your experience, and how much of it did you think, I have to fictionalize a big chunk of this?
There are some obvious overlaps with my experience. I mean, obviously, I did serve in an area of Iraq that bears some resemblance to the setting that the book takes place in. But as far as what these characters experience, that's vastly different from what I experienced. But again, the emotional grounding of the book, which was my focus, to one degree or another, I feel like I either experienced those emotions myself or was in a position where I could imagine another person experiencing those.
The three main characters at the heart of the book are the two rookie privates, one who is the narrator, the 21-year-old, and the younger 18-year-old, and the sergeant. And the friendship, which is compromised and fortified by both death and being on the edge of danger, is the core of the book. But what struck me the most was how intensely drawn the battle scenes were, to the point of being poetic. I wondered why you wanted to do that, because there's a lyrical quality to virtually every intense battle scene that you describe.
I thought that one way of sort of reflecting the level of intensity of that experience would be to try to have the language match that intensity, to have the language be dynamic, strange even, to sort of mirror the kind of confusion and intensity level of the experience of being there. I really think that language does have a sort of strange power to match the rhythms that we find in life, even in the most extreme of experiences.
Why did you join?
Well, I guess for a number of reasons. I come from a family that has a tradition of military service, not as a career, but my father, my uncle, both of my grandfathers had served. College in the States can be very expensive, and that was something that I wanted to do. And I thought, well, it just seems like it makes sense. The Army will pay for me to go to school. I'll do something that's honorable. No, so for me, when I grew up in Virginia, in the South, a lot of soldiers come from sort of an area of the country similar to the one that I grew up in. So it just seemed like a natural choice.
It's interesting you instinctively use the word honorable. I just wonder, in the context of what we now know about this particular conflict, to what extent you now reflect as a writer on the dishonorable aspects of it.
It certainly is something that I think about, and I suppose it's possible that there is some rationalization going on in my own mind, but I do still feel that one person volunteering to offer themselves up in the defense of their nation is still an honorable act. And I think there's a natural inclination to sort of turn yourself over to somebody that you trust, just on a practical level. It can often just come down to self-preservation.
But it also requires a suspension of belief in the individual. When you decide you're going to join an army that's doing something that is controversial internationally, very difficult on the ground, you're dealing with a kind of battle that has not been encountered for a long, long time by the American Army, not since Vietnam, in fact, right. that you are having to give up yourself.
That's absolutely true, and it seems to me that in the case of the book, and probably in the case of the actual experience of soldiers on the ground, there is a way that by surrendering your individuality, you are preserving yourself. And perhaps you think, well, I'll just pick it up later after this is over, and I'll pull it back together. But in the moment, you may feel like you do what's necessary to get through it.